Hey everyone, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Jonathan Haidt's The Right Mind, a book that basically explains why we're all so sure we're right and everyone else is wrong. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel smarter or just more frustrated with the state of things?
Honestly, both. Hi there, Sam. So The Righteous Mind is this deep dive into moral psychology, and Haidt's big claim is that we're not rational thinkers who happen to have emotions. It's the opposite. We're intuitive creatures who use reason to justify what we already feel. And once you see that, you start noticing it everywhere.
Right? He calls it the elephant in the writer. The elephant is our gut feelings, our intuitions, and the writer is our conscious reasoning. And we all think the writer is in charge, but really, the elephant goes where it wants, and the writer just makes up stories about why that was the right direction.
Exactly. And he has this great experiment to prove it. He asks people about a brother and sister who have sex using birth control, and they find it meaningful and never do it again. Almost everyone says it's wrong, but when you press for reasons, they stumble. They can't give a logical reason that holds up, so they just say, "I know it's wrong." He calls that moral dumbfounding.
Yeah, that got me, because I was one of those people. I read that scenario and immediately felt it was wrong, but then I couldn't articulate why. And that's the whole point. Our moral judgments are instant, emotional, and then we rationalize.
So reason isn't useless. It's more like a press secretary for the elephant. It helps us persuade others and build coalitions. But it's not a truth-seeking engine. That explains why political debates rarely change minds. You're not reasoning together. You're just both defending your elephants.
And that brings us to the second big idea. Where do our intuitions come from? Haidt says there are 5 moral foundations. Care, fairness, loyalty, authority, and sanctity. He found that liberals mostly rely on care and fairness, while conservatives use all 5.
Right. So when liberals talk about same-sex marriage, they frame it in terms of care and fairness. Why deny loving couples equal rights? Conservatives also feel that, but they also have strong intuitions about sanctity and tradition. So they're literally speaking different moral languages, and neither side understands why the other isn't convinced.
It's wild, and Haidt doesn't say one side is better. He says liberals are better at spotting new forms of harm, which drives moral progress. Conservatives are better at preserving order and institutions, which provide stability. A healthy society needs both, like a ship needs a rudder and a sail.
But the problem is that we've sorted ourselves into tribes. Liberals all move to liberal cities, consume liberal media, and only talk to people who agree with them. Same for conservatives. And that amplifies the moral divisions until the other side doesn't just seem wrong, they seem evil.
And that's where the third big idea comes in, the hive switch. Haidt says humans are ultra-social. We evolved to cooperate within groups, but compete between groups. So the same moral emotions that make us love our in-group also make us demonize outsiders. That's how you get both the civil rights movement and fascism from the same psychology.
It's uncomfortable, but it makes sense. And Haidt's prescription is moral humility, recognizing that your own intuitions aren't the whole story. You don't have to abandon your values, but you can try to understand what the other person's elephant cares about.
For me, the takeaway is that most political disagreements aren't about good versus evil. They're about different visions of good. Both sides want a safe, just prosperous society. They just have different intuitions about how to get there. And that's a humbling thought.
Totally. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So The Righteous Mind, it's about understanding that we're all riding an elephant we didn't choose, and the best we can do is try to see each other's elephants. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next one.
We'll see you in the next one.